Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9 for opening day.
Allen's headed for the Crawford boxes, and he's gone!
Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston, live in East River 9. Yeah, it's a little hazy, but it ain't too hot outside. We are hanging out in the Riverhouse Bar. All sorts of TVs here. You can watch Major League Baseball opening day, Astros and Mets, some of the other games that are now on national TV. And a couple hours later, round three of the NCAA tournament tips off. Sweet 16 action. The Cougs not playing until late tomorrow night. They play the last game of round three. I am surprised that there is no consensus nickname for Yordan Alvarez. And yes, this show is all over the place often. But screw it. Let's keep riding by the seat of our pants, which is something that people saw a lot of this morning when I was on Fox 26. Let's just keep riding, okay? What nickname should Yordan Alvarez's official nickname be? Because he's been called Air Yordan. Some people call him Little Poppy, Baby Poppy. We got to have an official nickname that we can all agree on for him. We have a phone call right now. B-Mac, who's on hold at this moment in time? Keith has an idea for a Yordan Alvarez nickname. Keith, what's up, dog?
What's up, Polly? Hey, what's up, B-Mac? Hey, how about the great Yordong?
I'm cool with that because it says dong, and I like that.
Paul, you like dongs?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we are who we are, right? I like that. The great Yordong? Screw it. Why not? It's better than Air Yordan. I mean, because Air Yordan is a playoff of Air Jordan. You know, if you're doing a ripoff of Michael Jordan or if you're doing a ripoff of David Ortiz, come on. It's a little disrespectful. But per AI, Yordan Alvarez is known as Baby Poppy. Yeah, I don't like that one. El Grande. Grande. We got to have a consensus here. This was all inspired by somebody asking, what are you going to nickname Alvarez and Cam Smith as a dynamic duo? Someone texted in El Jefe. From the 409, Yordan could be the Don, used as a courtesy title before the name of a man in a Spanish-speaking area. True, but when I think of Don, I think of Italian mobsters. This is a very long nickname from the 832. Thick Daddy Yord, Cuban Cannon Yordan, Balls Deep Alvarez, Yordong Slam Bowers. A lot. Eric the Driver says the BBC, the big bad Cuban sir. I know what you were trying to do there, you rascal. Your daddy, Cuban crusher, your Zilla, silent slugger. The Don Dada says another texter. Okay, I need an explanation on that one. Huey in Spring says Yordan doesn't need a nickname. He's bigger than a nickname, like Messi, but not as global. Yordan is not as big as Messi. Come on. The Big Yeet, says another texter. Yordan needs to be nicknamed Bam Bam. Isn't that the kid from the Flintstones? Yeah, I don't know if that one works, B-Mac. Yordan Tron, says another texter. The Immaculate Yordonger. None of these are really hidden. Let's see some other ones here on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. The Twitch is just throwing out porn star names. Stop. Twitch is always a bunch of rascals out there. Bunch of toxic rascals. We don't block them on this show, though. We don't do that kind of thing. You know, we believe in free speech. We aren't Germany. A texter, the Cuban clubber. Huh. That could be interpreted a variety of different ways. It does kind of sound racist, the Cuban clubber. Just a little bit. It makes him sound like he's some sort of a murderer. Also makes him sound like he might be one of those people that, you know, is in Miami Vice, the TV show. He's going to the club and having himself a good old time. Wearing some sort of silk shirt with only like two buttons buttoned. So those are some options. Yordan Alvarez nickname. We need a consensus one. From the 281, Yordan's already a beast of a name. It is different, that's for sure. From the 936, Yazzy like Yeezy. Well, isn't... Hang on a second. And again, I'm musically challenged. But isn't Yeezy Kanye West? We don't want to think of Yordan as a Nazi, you know? And Kanye's been doing that recently as a bit. Yordan, Big Steak Alvarez. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got it. The Cuban Missile Crisis. We got that from two texters, from the 8321 and the 409. That's it. That is it. The Cuban Missile Crisis. I like it. Little history for all of us. He is a crisis for pitchers. The Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, almost ended the world. And that's what he can do, especially to left-handed pitching. That's it. Good job, texters. We finally came with one. I'm going to put this out on X so that you guys can continue to respond to it. I'll also put it on Instagram. I'm not a big fan of Air Yordan. The Cuban Missile Crisis. Let's go. That is incredible. I love it. Court Domini says, ask ChatGPT to make a nickname. No. Once we turn things over to artificial intelligence from a creative perspective as a talk show host, you know what happens next? They take my job, and we don't want that. Don't you want to have a weirdo like me talking about sports? And by talking about sports, he spent a whole segment talking about what Yordan Alvarez's nickname should be. From 409 Josh on the text line, as we shift into another conversation, it's Astros opening day. We're hanging out at East River 9. You want to come out and hang out with us? Please do it. This bar is fantastic. One shiner light blonde in. The window is open, says 409 Josh. Being used for a team with a stadium named after an air conditioning company seems odd. Yeah, I do agree with that it's odd. But considering they play in a dome, I mean, you can't say the window is open. But you can say the window is open at Minute Maid Park because the air conditioning never really works. It's usually like 76, 77 degrees. I bet it'll be rather warm in there today. The air conditioning is not great there. And I imagine that Daikin Park, which Daikin makes air conditioning units. I actually have a Daikin air conditioning unit. I found that out today. My mom's thinking to herself, like, Paul needs to make a little bit more money. Paul, you should talk to the fine folks at Daikin and see if they'll give you endorsement. Paul Gallant here for Daikin Air Conditioning. When I set my thermostat to 60 degrees in my house and run up a ridiculous electric bill during the summer, I owe it all to my friends at Daikin and that amazing beast of an air conditioning unit that I bought. Paul Gallant here for Daikin Air Conditioning. Yeah, that could work theoretically. People wanted to know what the nickname for Daikin Park should be. I do think that the icebox is the very easy one to call it, but I'm hoping that this year it's actually cold on the inside. Someone texted in as far as nicknames for Yordan Alvarez and Cam Smith, the Terror Twins. First off, I don't like the terroristic implication. Do not like that. But also, that nickname theoretically belongs to Amon Thompson and Tari Eason. Those guys defensively are the Terror Twins, even though they don't really like said nickname. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We are live at East River 9. Come out and hang out with us. Oh, Paul, it's kind of foggy out. Yeah, but it's not raining. You can still get some golf in. It's a brisk day. You don't have many of these left. I know. It's not sunny outside, but remember, things are about to get hot. We do live in an oven here in Houston. And what do we have, like 3-4 weeks before it's regularly going to be 90 degrees every day? Come on out. Hang out with us. Play a little golf. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Let's put together some bold predictions for the Astros for this 2025 campaign. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the most interactive sports talk show in town. Stay put.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. We're hanging out at East River 9 in the River House, throwing some back, getting ready for Astros opening day against the Mets in just a little under an hour. Also, some March Madness action. This is a fantastic place to watch sports. The River House here at East River 9. You got all sorts of TVs. We had such a good time a couple of years ago during Game 5 of the 2023 American League Championship Series, where you saw Jose Altuve hit that home run to give the Astros a lead, ultimately a win. There's a game where, remember, you know, Brian Abreu got ejected and Dusty Baker got ejected because Adolis Garcia lost his mind. It was so much fun, and we watched it all here. Really, like, one of the best times I've had watching sports at a bar. So this is a fantastic place to watch opening day if you're too lazy to go all the way into East Downtown to go see the Astros at Minute Maid Park. Come out here. We'll be here for a bit. Killer Bees are going to be hanging out here next. So I want to liven things up a little bit. We played the Astros cocaine song already. You know, the Astros song, Astros baseball, who says it's only a game? Well, we've also got another song in the chamber for you. And remember this song? This is an Astrodome classic.
Here come the Astros, burning with desire.
I like the little banjo in the back of that song.
Baseball's come alive. From pitching to the outfield, it's flashing orange and white. Stealing round the bases, driving in the runs. No place else but Houston. Astros number one.
I'm surprised they were able to go this long with this song. So there you go, guys.
Here come the Astros, burning with desire.
They're burning with desire.
Here come the Astros,
breathing orange fire. All right, guys, bold predictions time. The 2025 season's about to begin. I saw Cron.com put together a list of bold predictions with Michael Shapiro, Leah Van, Gwen Howerton, and Eddie Masonette all contributing here. Here are some of those predictions. Michael Shapiro believes that Juan Soto is going to hit the first pitch by Framber Valdez out of Minute Maid Park / Daikin Park. Michael Shapiro, you're on thin ice, bub. Next, the Great Train Mystery. The train is going to be refurbished. I already saw it. So the train used to have it used to be black and red. It is now blue and orange, and it has giant baseballs where the oranges used to be. So we already know what that's going to be. more bold predictions. This is how I feel. Leah Van thinks that Hunter Brown will win the American League Cy Young Award. Damn. I also think that the Astros' real ace, Mr. Motor himself, is going to win the AL Cy Young Award. Mr. Diesel, my bad. We're getting their nicknames crossed. Writes Van, his resurgence last year coincided with the Astros' transformation from a poor start to a playoff team. Excluding his first nine starts, Hunter Brown had a 2.31 ERA and a .215 opponent's batting average over 132 and two-thirds innings, which was pretty similar to last year's Cy Young winner, Tarik Skubal. How about that? Okay, that's a good bold prediction. More bold predictions for the Astros. Chaz McCormick will request a release from the Astros at the end of the year. More bold predictions. The Astros' former third baseman, Alex Bregman, will be booed by the Boston Red Sox. That's a fun one. Cam Smith, Rookie of the Year. Anyone have the balls to do it? Plus 600 for him to win Rookie of the Year. Bold Astros predictions. You can bring yours to the table at 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Will the American League West be more competitive? A lot of people who cover baseball believe it will be. Rangers are going to win the division. A lot of people see the Rangers winning the American League as a whole. The Mariners? Are the Angels going to be more competitive? I think we could all agree, no. But people are even thinking that the A's might be frisky this year. I think at least one person has the A's as a wild card team, which is absolutely insane. So if you got bold predictions for the Houston Astros this season, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. Plus 2,500, says Desert Stroh, when it comes to Hunter Brown, Cy Young. Yeah, so the parlay we were thinking about doing is Hunter Brown, Cy Young at plus 2,500, Astros winning the World Series at plus 1,800, and Yordan Alvarez winning MVP at plus 1,300. Will that parlay play off? No, no parlays play off. They are sucker bets. They are. But they're fun. And this gives you three things to root for over the course of a long baseball season that theoretically could see getting paid. Buckle on. Just not a gambling expert. Just kind of an idiot. Take everything he says when it comes to gambling with a grain of salt. 713-780-3776. Looking on the HRNP listener line on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Bold Astro prediction from the 832. Jose Altuve will be benched due to errors. That's not a bold prediction. I feel like there could be a come to the man upstairs moment at some point this year because of how shaky Altuve's defense has been in left field to open things up. It has not been great. And sure, he's had some plays where he's looked athletic, but do you trust this guy in left field? I just don't. I want to, but I don't. More bold predictions from the 409. This person says he got Cam Smith at Rookie of the Year at plus 950. Nice, because the odds changed. I think it was after he was named to the opening day roster, because I think people weren't 100% sure he would make it to the opening day roster. This isn't as bold of a prediction from the 281. The Astros will win the World Series, but I like this one that he also adds in. The Oklahoma Steroids Rangers will not make the playoffs. A lot of people really do seem to think that Adolis Garcia may be on something. And I think it's been really funny to see pictures that people have put up on social media with Adolis Garcia's head swelled up like he's the Great Gazoo. And every single time that we've seen that picture, it's been community noted. I think it's always been the same person community noting it. The Rangers radio broadcaster. Like, I'm 80% certain that every single time it gets community noted, that it's Jared Sandler who's the one that's tagging it so that people don't think that Adolis Garcia is on all the roids. From the 281, bold Astros predictions on opening day. Yiner Diaz will hit 330 homers. I think it's just too hard to do that as a catcher. God, that's got to suck for in a whole season, like just from an uncomfortability standpoint and with how long some of these games are. Let's say you're on the field for an hour and 15 minutes a night, squatting in a position as you wait for a pitch to be thrown your way. You're basically just doing squats over and over again. That would suck. Like, your knees would hurt. You'd probably be more worn out. And that's probably why Yadier Diaz's numbers were so good his first season, where he wasn't playing catcher every day and Martin Maldonado was playing more. Just a little less wear and tear on his bod. 330 home runs is asking for a lot. From the 281, bold prediction. Jose Altuve, gold glove in left field. I think his lack of an arm makes that rather unlikely. More bold Astros predictions on the Most Interactive Sports Talk Show in Houston. From the 281, Jeremy Peña will hit more than 30 home runs. Okay, that's really bold. From the 361, Lance McCullers appears in 20 games for the Astros this year. That's too bold, my friend. That's too bold. Let's shoot for 10. Because it's not just a matter of him coming back. It's also a matter of him being able to stay healthy when he comes back. Desert Stroh on YouTube says Paredes hits 30-plus home runs. I actually might be on that one. I think that Paredes is going to be their best signing and their best new player this year. Another, Virginia Buttonweed. Cam Smith will be in Sugar Land by May. Damn, dude. That's kind of depressing. I don't want to think about that. Cam Smith in Sugar Land? No. Cam Smith batting 400, winning MVP? Yes. I have been looking all morning for a book that has Cam Smith MVP odds. I am assuming they are so low right now that the odds of you being able to find it online are probably longer than his actual odds right now. I'm looking, and I've been spending a lot of time looking, because I almost want to bet on it just for fun. But really, the only thing you can bet on is his rookie of the year, at least in terms of being able to visibly see the odds. Coogblaze says about Altuve in left field, I picture Altuve distracted, kicking ant piles or picking weeds in the outfield and the ball flies over his head. No. They're not playing in Oakland anymore this year either. That's the only place where it could theoretically happen. Bold prediction for the 936. Cam Smith wins rookie of the year, a gold glove in right field, and hits 30 bombs. Also, Aroldis Chapman has already had the Cuban Missile nickname since he entered the league. Yeah, but he's not the Cuban Missile Crisis. He's just a Cuban Missile. And honestly, when I think of Cuban missiles, I think of missiles that probably won't work because they're communist. Communist missiles can't fly the same way that sweet democracy missiles fly, you know? From the 832. In Pearl Jam voice, a bold Astros prediction. Jeremy Peña, gold glove, and American League MVP in 2025. From the 281, Spencer Arrighetti, our ace come playoffs and one of the best pitchers in baseball. Nah, that's too far. I think that's a little bit too far. From the 832, Lance McCullers, Cy Young, also too far. You're getting a little too bold right now. A little too bold. And one last one, bold Astros predictions for 2025. From the 409, bold prediction. Astros bullpen does not crack 4 ERA. Yeah, that's a little concerning. And it's going to be tough. Like, they're saying that they're going to use Brian Abreu and Josh Hader less this year. But here's the thing. Like, they're probably going to have to use him a little bit more if there's no Presley. Anyway, we'll see what happens. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, how far is too far? Is it too far to say that Cam Smith will be Rookie of the Year or MVP? Were any of these bold predictions too far? What's too far? We'll discuss that next. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in town. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We're hanging out at East River 9. Now the rain's starting to come down. That's a bummer. But hey, if you want somewhere to come hang out, drink some beers, and watch some Astros baseball for opening day, you don't want to go all the way into the ballpark, this is the place to do it, in the River House. You can also watch a little March Madness action, which is going to tip off right after Astros Mets wraps up. First pitch in about, 40 minutes or so? Very exciting that Astros baseball is finally back. We'll see what they do this year. Definitely measured expectations compared to last year. Every Thursday at 2:30, we play a game called How Far is Too Far. We give you a scenario, and then we ask you, at what point have we gone too far? So, let's hit it.
Paul Gallant asks a simple question. How far is too far?
Yeah, we're definitely outside the box now, huh? Now you gotta ask yourself, how far are you willing to go?
Let's be honest with ourselves with a couple of Astros props going into the year. Is it too far to say that Yordan Alvarez, also known now as the Cuban Missile Crisis, that's his nickname, trust me, I'm a hot take doctor. Is it too far to think that a guy who is just going to play designated hitter, best case scenario this year? I don't think the Astros want him in the outfield at all. They want Jose Altuve playing left field for the most part. Can someone who just plays designated hitter and isn't a pitcher win MVP? Shohei Ohtani is the only MVP player to have played most of his games as a designated hitter. He's won 3 MVPs in a row. And last year, he was the first MVP to play only DH. So it's certainly possible. But I think with Shohei Ohtani, there's a little international flavor on top of it, where it feels like everyone loves Shohei Ohtani so much that it's rigged in his favor. Is it too far to think of Yordan Alvarez as an MVP? I don't think it is, but I do think since he's an Astro, that's always going to work against him, for better or for worse, fair or unfair. That's just, a factor in the fact of people's minds. Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, how far is too far? Is a Cy Young too far for Framber? I don't think it is in a contract year, but in a contract year, I think Framber is more likely to have meltdowns than he is to win the Cy Young. Hunter Brown has the Cy Young. I don't think that's too far. Cam Smith as MVP, that's too far. Cam Smith as Rookie of the Year, not too far. Let's keep playing How Far is Too Far. Is this too far? This is a story that comes courtesy of Foul Territory. Jazz Chisholm said that Miguel Rojas, one of his teammates, cut up a pair of his flashy custom cleats that he bought and designed himself and ruined another by pouring milk in them when he was a rookie with the Marlins in 2020. Is that too far as hazing goes? I think cutting up the cleats, I think that's too far. Pouring milk in cleats, that's kind of funny. I like that one. But cutting them up, especially if there was effort and work put into them, I think that's a little bit messed up. How far is too far continues. We've heard a lot of LeBron James versus Stephen A. Smith over the last couple of weeks. LeBron James was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Actually, was somewhat likable on said platform. And that's coming from me. He was transparent. He was honest. After that interview went down, though, Stephen A. Smith, who has been talking a whole lot about LeBron James recently, had this to say about a confrontation with LeBron. Had it actually gotten a little bit more serious when LeBron confronted him courtside for things that he had been supposedly saying about Bronny, LeBron's son?
That man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him. Immediately.
Do you believe Stephen A. Smith, first of all? I don't. I don't think he would have swung on him. I think he would have shoved him back, and then there would have been a lot of hold me back. But how far would be too far in that situation? I mean, if you're Stephen A., and it's LeBron, and Stephen A. is not a small guy, but if LeBron is in your face, you have to strike first, right? Like, if he strikes you first, you're done. He's 6'8", like 270 pounds of all muscle. One of the most athletic freaks we've ever seen in sports. The fact that he is doing this, what, he's 40 now? It's crazy. Like, with Tom Brady, he was a quarterback. He was never particularly athletic. This is insane. So Stephen A. saying he'd swing on LeBron, I think what he is saying is a lot further than he'd actually go. How far is too far continues. LeBron James says he would be able to play in any era. He said this with Pat McAfee.
6'9"?
Yeah.
Let's say you're very thin right now.
Yeah, I feel good.
So 215, 6'9", 220. Could easily get to 260, though. I think that would play in a lot of different eras.
Yeah, come on. I could play.
Just like
I would be able to play in any era. It's funny you hear some of them older guys like, LeBron James couldn't play in this era.
Never been fouled by Bill Laimbeer before.
Yeah. I think I seen like Dennis Rodman say that one time. He was like, LeBron James, not skilled enough. Yeah, not big enough. He's not, doesn't weigh enough. He's not strong enough.
Can't handle it.
I'm like, okay.
I don't think that's too far. I do think LeBron would be able to play in any era. I think you would have to cut the flopping down, and I do think that the flopping that we see in the NBA these days is a byproduct of so many people successfully getting away with it. I think if he had played back in the day, I don't think he would be doing all the flopping that he does and that other players do. I think that that would have been policed out of his game. You know, we talk about the different eras of basketball, and you do wonder what players would be able to adjust to past eras. LeBron would be able to adjust to a past era. LeBron came into the NBA with the expectations of the entire world on his shoulders, and he actually lived up to them. You know, I mean, from high school on, he could not have been more hyped, and he has surpassed said hype. Like, he's consensus, at the very least, the number two player of all time behind Michael Jordan. I know there's going to be some old heads who are like, no, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and, you know, there'll be massholes like me that are like, oh, it's Larry Bird. Larry Bird, dude. It's Bill Russell, kid. But you got to say he's at least number two. And I think he would be able to play in any era. How far is too far? Is watching a soccer game completely sober too far? Because that's what anyone who watches the World Cup in 2034 in Saudi Arabia will have to do based off of what this Saudi ambassador said in an interview.
Plenty of fun can be had without alcohol. It's not 100% necessary. And, you know, if you want to drink when you leave, after you leave, you're welcome to, but at the moment we don't have alcohol.
When you say, you mean you have to go to a hotel? Presumably?
No. There's no alcohol at all.
So there's no alcohol. So the entire experience of the Saudi World Cup, from the moment you get off the plane, in your hotel, in the stadium, in the restaurants, in the coffee shops, will be alcohol free.
Rather like our weather, it's a dry country.
Is that welcoming?
No, it's, you know, everyone has their own culture. We're happy to accommodate people within the boundaries of our culture, but we don't want to change our culture for someone else.
Okay.
I mean, really, you can't live without a drink?
No. It's soccer. Listen, I know people love soccer, but watching soccer sober, come on. Watching any sport sober is hard. And some people are probably thinking to themselves, Paul, you sound like an alcoholic. Fair. But soccer without booze? The World Cup without booze? And look, hey, it is Saudi Arabia. They're an independent sovereign nation, blah, blah, blah. I know we all have our own thoughts on them. But, okay, like, it's not about Saudi Arabia as much as it's about FIFA actually agreed to this. FIFA can kick rocks. One of the most corrupt organizations in sports, the NCAA and the Olympics, not too far behind. Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Manny asks this question, how far is too far? He thinks it's too far that the Astros are putting Jose Altuve in left field. Which Astro or Astros do the baseball gods punish for the mockery that is Jose Altuve in left field? Because it's going to happen. I feel like if there are baseball gods who believe that Altuve in left field is a crime, just given the state of the Astros training staff, I feel like there's going to be another elbow injury. And if the baseball gods truly are offended by Altuve in left or Cam Smith in right, I feel like the most durable Astro pitcher having actual elbow issues, Framber Valdez, I feel like that is the punishment, the pox upon us, if we're at least going with the idea that there are vengeful baseball gods out there. I am not thrilled about the idea of Altuve in left field, though. Altuve playing his first game in left field in just a matter of minutes. Cam Smith playing his first game in right field in just a matter of minutes. What could go wrong? Hopefully defense is a very small part of how this Astros season plays out. But, I mean, Joe Espada even said at the beginning of the year, defense is going to be important. That's why they signed Christian Walker. That's why Brendan Rodgers, who is going to wear number one, and is going to be the Astros' starting second baseman today, but for Joe Espada, isn't the Astros' starting second baseman. That's why they brought him in. That's why they moved Altuve to left field, because apparently he's not a very good fielder anymore, and they want to be better as a fielding team, and they want to be more patient at the plate. But, it's certainly not making me feel optimistic about their outfield. It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. That is How Far Is Too Far, a Joe George creation. Joe George is hanging out with us here at East River 9. How about that? We got Sam, the social media savant. We got Astros baseball on all the beautiful TVs here. It's a fantastic place to watch sports. So come out. Hang out with us. One last segment to go. A little garbage time before we get out of here. The Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston, live at East River 9 until 6 p.m. So you want to come out, hang out with us as we watch Astros opening day. Come on out. Come hang. We've got a Joe George here. Jer-Bear Branham from who knows where today. It's a good old time out here at East River 9. We need some pep in our step. Astros opening day is minutes away. I know that I've been blowing my nose for the majority of the last month, and I know that Brian McDonald back at Mission Control thought that the sound of me blowing my nose into a microphone made it sound like some other type of blow was going on. No. I would never do something like that. But I can tell you this. We've got a little something that I like to call the Astros Cocaine Song. Ready for you. The war's not over till the final shot. That's true. More questions? With me now, Astros baseball. Who says it's only a game? My bold prediction for the Houston Astros. Number one, they go 162-0. Number two, Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez and Cam Smith are co MVPs. Framber Valdez and Cy Young, they're going to win co MVPs. Brian, don't play the garbage time song. That's not garbage. That's my actual prediction. We're going to have three co MVPs on the Astros, and we're going to have two co Cy Young Award winners on the Astros. They're going to go 162-0, and then they're going to go undefeated in the playoffs, and they're going to win their third World Series. And if you think otherwise, you're just a stupid idiot that doesn't know ball like me, the greatest baseball mind in the history of North America. Okay? Thank you. Now we can do some garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
That would be hilarious if that ever happened. Three co-MVPs sort of defeats the whole purpose of MVP. How about Georgia football? You might remember that another Georgia football player was arrested for speeding. His name was Nitro Tuggle. What a name for speeding. He was driving 107 miles per hour, 42 miles per hour over the speed limit. He has been suspended indefinitely by Kirby Smart. Also suspended that day, offensive lineman Marcus Easley, who was arrested 3 days before for crashing his car into a power distribution box in an apartment complex. You know what? Kirby Smart, after 30 incidents involving speeding with Georgia football players, he finally has decided to enact discipline upon his players. Took him long enough, don't you think? That's insane that they finally are suspending guys, considering the 24 incidents since the Jalen Carter one that resulted in someone dying did not result, at least to my knowledge, in many suspensions. Anyway, we've got another Michael Vick situation with a former NFL player. Former NFL running back LaShawn Johnson faces dogfighting charges after the seizure of 190 dogs. Johnson was a third-round pick of the Packers in 1994 and has been running a massive dogfighting operation in Oklahoma. A 21-count federal indictment accused Johnson of possessing 190 pit bull-type dogs for use in an animal fighting venture. It's believed to be the largest number of dogs ever seized from a single person in a federal dog fighting case. His kennel was not called Bad News Kennels. It was called Malcant Kennels in Broken Arrow and Haskell, Oklahoma. They were seized this past October under the Animal Welfare Act. He is accused of breeding champion and grand champion fighting dogs, matching dogs that have won three or five fights against other dogs. He faces up to 5 years in jail for each of the 21 counts. Jeez. They come 21 years after he pled guilty to state animal fighting charges, so he's already done this before. It's messed up. Dog fighting's terrible. It really is. Poor little puppies. Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, get this. She does not want to be known as Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. She is more than just Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. Well, here's the thing, babe. If you don't want to be known as Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, you got to date somebody who's less famous than you or not as hot as you. And I volunteer to bite the bullet. I can do that for you. If you need somebody to make people believe that you're a strong, powerful, independent woman and that you are more than Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, I can be your hero, baby. I can take away the pain. And as proof, I will just show you a picture of me on TV this morning on Fox 26 at Minute Maid Park talking about the Astros with pants that looked a little bit tighter than they needed to be. That's what I'll use. You could be with that instead of being Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. And on that note, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to our friends at East River 9. They've been such awesome hosts today. We're going to be here all afternoon long. Big thanks to Brian McDonald and for Sean Mabes back at Mission Control. Big thanks to our texters, callers, YouTubers, and Twitchers, and everyone else who listened. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. The Killer Bees are up next here at East River 9. Come out and hang out. Peace!
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.